from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, we're at Lions camp once again on what is a beautiful early fall day, late summer day, whatever it feels like. Early fall, calendar says late summer. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. How are you today, Scott?
All right, Doug.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day out today. Nice to be outside. Get ready to watch the practice.
Yep. They're apparently going to start a little bit earlier today than they did yesterday. So we might have a chance to talk to somebody after practice. So kind of look forward to that. But in the meantime, you know, got to see him out here yesterday and got the football juices flowing, I'll tell you that. Just actually went from here to Glick Fieldhouse in Ann Arbor. So got to see both the Lions and Michigan, and I was pretty fired up about it. And it's that time of year.
Did you hit a blocking dummy?
I did not. Not like you did. So, I respected what you did yesterday. Well done. Well done. So
it was the least amount of effort I could put forth.
Well, those of you watching on Twitch and YouTube got to see Gator do that. So, that was a cool moment. And maybe today we'll have to go kick a field goal out there before.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
No? Yeah, you probably shouldn't step on the grass.
No, you don't. Yeah. You're not allowed to. Don't do that.
No, don't step on the grass.
And I don't know if my quadricep is receptive to kicking.
Okay, fair enough. Let's not push that.
No.
Last night, I we'll get into Lions. We'll do Buckle's show about Lions. Torque went 4-for-4 last night. Since he's been back, he's 6-for-10. I think he's got 2 doubles and a triple.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that those numbers can get skewed for a 4-for-4 game and make it look like he's doing great.
But he's hitting 2 of the 3 games.
And then an 0-for-4 can turn things around quickly. So I guess my point is, it's a good return. And, you know, you had the question of the show sheet yesterday. We never got to it. Call it now. Is Torque a bust, or is he going to resuscitate his career here? And it would be so nice to see him resuscitate his career.
Well, it would be massive, really. I mean, it's a guy you're 100% counting on when you get to make the first selection in the draft. And he showed a lot of promise last year in the second half, finishing the year with 31 homers and 94 RBIs. And, you know, those were really good numbers to see on a season where the team was terrible. And we expected to see that same type of production and more this season, and obviously we didn't. What I liked about his at-bats last night is he went to all fields. He stung the ball. You know, he was hitting line drives, and that's a good start. Haven't seen him swing wildly out of the zone yet or be completely mismatched on fastballs. So it's early. It's only 3 games. He had a ridiculously high strikeout rate while he was at Toledo. It was over 30%. That's not good. But yet his OPS was way higher than what it was with the Tigers. So he struck out more, but he made better contact when he hit the ball.
You start thinking about whether or not this team is going to be able to compete at a high level. And to do that, you need superstars. And if you look at what they've done in the last 2 years in debuting some young players with promise, between Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson and Parker Meadows and Jace Young and Cole Keith and Dylan Dingler, you probably need two guys to be superstars. Is it going to be two of them, or do we have to wait for that next wave of, you know, Kevin McGonigal and Max Clark, or did the kid they got from the Dodgers? Here we go. I'm going to give it a shot.
Here we go. Come on.
Tyron Lorenzo.
My man.
Did I get it?
Yes, you did.
Tyron Lorenzo. Maybe he is that next guy that could be a superstar. But you need a couple of superstars. And probably the closest thing we have right now is Riley Green. Cole Keith is trending in the right direction. Torque is trying to get the train back on the tracks. And maybe it comes from outside the organization. I mean, we do have Torque, but I'm talking about everyday – not Torque, Scooble. But I'm talking about everyday players. So you need some guys to be superstars. And they're getting the opportunity to try and lay the foundation for that now. And you know what? If you're not going to be a superstar, be good. And try not to be a bust. Some of these guys are going to be busts. It's just the way it is.
Well, the upside, the silver lining, if you will, if Torque is a bust,
yep,
is that the position is one that's easily filled.
Yeah, that's true.
For first base, it's a production position, and you can find guys like that in free agency. You can move guys around. If you don't like how someone's performing in the field, you can move them over to first base. Or, you know, hey, this outfielder just isn't not really great defensively. Move them to first base. So there's that to it. But ideally, you'd like to see Torque continue on a pretty good pace here in the last 6 weeks of the season and show that he belongs. There's whatever, there are 40 games left, less than 40 games left.
Yep.
You know, come out, make your contribution, and really show that that you've got the train back on the tracks.
Well, that's the Tigers, and they still have this team. I mean, look, last night it was Meadows. It was a Torque hit, a Meadows hit, and a Dingler hit that drove in the only run, and that sounds like the future, but it was one run.
Well, and then unfortunately you had a leadoff triple from Dylan Dingler, and yep, then there's three straight strikeouts.
Yep.
So unproductive outs don't help, and missed opportunities in a – you know, one of these bullpen outings again where they gave up three runs. That was it.
It's so weird this week because I heard the morning show talking about it a little bit just before we came on the air. You go to Williamsport and the big marquee Tiger that everybody wants to talk to and joins the Little League broadcast is Javi Baez. You go to Chicago and they stop the game to applaud Javi Baez. And I'm like...
And then he puts on the golden sombrero.
And we're like, yeah, we haven't seen that guy at all. But he still gets respect around baseball. But it's a very, very weird relationship.
It is strange, right?
Weird. It's very, very weird. And I get it. He was a star there and helped them win.
And it's going to be amazing later in the week when they move, you know, 20 miles south or whatever, and the reception he'll get there is just completely
booze.
The opposite.
Just booze. All right, Dan Campbell said something yesterday that caught our attention. I think it caught a lot of people's attention. And we want to know, we're going to play the soundbite for you, and we want to know, when you hear it, what you think. When you hear this soundbite from Dan Campbell, what is your first thought? We'll play it for coming up today at 10:20. It's Carson Anderson from Lions Practice here on 97.1 The Ticket.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.